Walls in China serve multiple purposes. It could be a tool for advertising and publicity. Recently, pictures plastered on the walls of a construction site in Luzhou, Sichuan Province, have gone viral, as the text of its English translation has been called weird and substandard. So guys, let's check out some of these translations first and see if it makes any sense in English. And for the latter part, I'll need to rely on Ryan's expertise.
I don't need to check them up. They don't make any sense. I have to let you know, because they're just like translated word by word with no grammar in it and doesn't make any sense. I'll give you some examples. 海阔凭鱼跃，天高任鸟飞, which kind of we can translate it in a poetic way, saying boundless is the sea for fish to dive and unlimited is the sky for birds to fly. Is it poetic and nice?
I totally get this.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Now, I'm going to say the translation they put on the wall is the sea rich by diving days fly high bird.
What?
Oh my God.
That is how bad it is. And there's another one. 人而无信不知其可也, which means people without honesty cannot do anything good. But actually they say people without letter also want good for.
What?
That is how bad it is.
Okay. So I was pretty happy there for a second when you said boundless is the sea for fish to dive. Unlimited is the sky for birds to fly.
And it rhymes. Nice.
It rhymes.
And
it's
beautiful.
Poetic. It is very beautiful. I totally understand the
sentence. And that's New Honglin's translation.
For a second.
New Honglin, you have the translation abilities of an artiste.
Oh.
But anyone who wrote The Sea Rich by Diving Days, Fly High Bird, that made no sense. If you said that to me, I would be like, okay.
See, now we're laughing about it, but these kind of, I don't want to say sentences because it's not a sentence. These kind of
definitely
English
not a sentence,
words are printed on the wall of a construction land, and they should be some kind of promotional words and just let people understand a little bit of Chinese culture by using this kind of method. But they're not doing the job. They're just making a worse and giving a bad image to those people who put them on there.
That's really interesting. And I really want to know, like, who's doing this? And what's the purpose of putting English translation on these walls? So it's probably targeting English-speaking people as well. But how did
you
do
think
so badly?
I don't think so. I think it's being put on walls to show an affluency and maybe an understanding that hopefully, like, you know, other people don't understand that it's wrong or incorrect or these kind of things. But hey, look, we have, you know, English on our building. We're affluent. Whether or not it's correct, I mean, you probably, yes, of course, they're not expecting like a native English speaker to come over and be like, hey, I saw your sign and blah, blah, blah. I'm really interested. I think it's more to show off. That has always been my two cents on it. But at the same time, I think that was a time and a time period that has passed. Now, I think it is, English is so second nature in my experience, at least in Beijing for sure, with a lot of Chinese being able to understand English very well. So I think, like, now you really have to make sure that the translations you do don't come from Google Translate, that they're actually done by someone who knows the message that these words are trying to convey, such as New Honglin when she translated such a beautiful poetic sentence.
I have to say, actually, I feel like Google Translate won't do such a bad job. I mean, they even give you better things than that. It's ridiculous. But I do get that maybe sometimes it is for show off. It's like they wanted to have different kind of language on the wall, whether it's English or not, because I have actually seen some pinyin under the Chinese language sentences, and that is not, let's say, giving them a good image.
Yeah, that's totally faking it then.
Totally faking it.
Because it's putting the pinyin, so that's the phonetical alphabet of Mandarin, underneath Chinese characters. Why would somebody do that? Yes, I think you guys make really good points here. And maybe the people who are making this decision is trying to make themselves look more international as well. But can't you just put in a little bit more thought into it?
Try to consult with a native speaker or double check before printing everything.
Yes, and that should be made into a regulation. No, I'm just kidding. But at least that will keep some people employed, maybe. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, the amazing and awesome Orion Price, the sweet girl with the sharp tongue, Miss Niu Honglin. And that brings us to the end to today's roundtable. You can find us at EZFM Roundtable on WeChat. Bye!